Blog Talk Radio.
Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Happy Hump Day Wednesday to you and yours. This is Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you. I appreciate you for supporting and listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And for those of you that do network with me off and online, I appreciate you so dearly. Big shout out to Ebony Empress and her shows and her and the listeners of her shows and those that are part of her show also had a blast yesterday. I hope the listeners that are familiar with Ebony when she calls into the show really enjoy the time that we, in a way, simulcast. You know, we were a fly on the wall yesterday, my listeners and I, because I called into Ebony's show. I had been in her chat room earlier. And so those of you that have not been exposed to her show, I felt that it would have been a good idea. So I called in and participated and talked a little, shared some of my thoughts and perspective regarding the topic on hand. You know, she's a relationship expert, and we were talking about our relationships and pickup artists and true men and women out there looking for love, and had a really good time. So I hope those of you that were listening enjoy that, and it's good, this UK-US connection that we have, and her show is comprised of co-hosts and listeners from the States and England and all around, and I appreciate my international listeners, also those that I chat with and those that do call in, and looking forward to Saturday talking with True God again. And Draft will be a guest within the next few weeks. I'm looking within the next couple weeks, and definitely looking forward to that. Sexting is very popular, and I am not talking against sexting. It's for some people. It's not for some people. I believe there's a time and place for sexting. I myself have not taken part in sending out sexting. About last summer, I freaked out because I know I'm telling this story, but I'm sharing the story because I feel I should tell my part. I felt that I accidentally sexted one time. I was taking pictures. This is an adult show, the stores for 18 and older, and I was you know, losing weight, feeling comfortable, so I said, hey, I want to take some pictures of my private parts. And so I was taking pictures and videoing my private part, so my eyes only, my attention were to delete the pictures. But one problem, on my phone, on my Android, I had it set up, the pictures will automatically post to Facebook and to PhotoBucket. So wow, did I freak out when I realized that my photos were automatically posting. I freaked out totally. I was like, oh my God. You know, I'm always, you know, you always hear people, my teens, I've always told people, my friends, you know, I'm a wild child. I've always said that I don't get too wild because I never know I might have a political future. So I don't want anything to come back and present itself right when I'm announcing my campaign, you know. So am I joking? I don't know, but you never know. You never know. You might, you people, we never know our future. You know, big time CEO. You know, anything, you know, you don't know where your life will lead you, where it will be a scandal. And, you know, like Anthony Weiner. And so I got freaked. I immediately told my mother. I immediately contacted Jay, my attorney in Dallas. Like, oh, my God, I think I was taking private pictures, and I think they're automatically posted on Facebook and PhotoBucket, and I was thinking that, I mean, it's some wild things on Facebook, but all I could think is that I was getting in trouble with the law if things posted like that weren't supposed to be posted on, you know, yeah, if it was going to a site that's for adults only, yeah, but going to Facebook and PhotoBucket, oh no. So I immediately had to rush and prevent it from being posted and delete what I thought might have been posted or whatever, but I freaked out. So that's my own experience that I had with being a sexter. Now, have I been sexted? Yes. I do get sexted from male friends. I do get sexted, and that's why I know it's very popular, because I do get sexted. And I haven't seen anything offensive yet. People know that I'm a big supporter and fan of Playgirl magazine. So the times I have been sexted, it has not offended me. As long as I'm not telling people to sex me, but it has not offended me, but I do not sex. I have not taken part in sexting. you never know, if I get in a stated relationship, stated boyfriend, get married a third time, maybe I'll stay. Because from my research, which I will share, I've posted some articles from Cosmopolitan and Ask Men, that there is what you call sexting etiquette. And I'm like, wow. You know, there's a right way and there's a wrong way to sex. And I'm like, okay. So it kind of surprises myself still and some other people. You know, sexting is not just for teens. Grown folks sex a lot. And that I'm finding out. And yesterday morning I was watching the Wendy Williams show, and Meghan McCain, I was talking about her reality show with Wendy Williams, and she and Wendy were talking about the popularity of sexting. And she even mentioned how it's a turnoff when after a first date a guy will even sext her. So it's really popular out there. But you don't want if it get in the wrong hands, especially if you have no business like sexting, like Anthony Weir, you know. But maybe he and his wife have an understanding and agreement. So it's one reason why I'm not saying I'm not for it, I'm against it, but I'm going to share some of the information I have found regarding the etiquette of sexting. And but to me, teenagers and kids definitely shouldn't be sexting. You know, you shouldn't be sexting. No way. But this is a show, it's for 18 and older, and it's about grown folks. And so, and it just amazes how I see in like almost everyday conversations, if people like to know if you're into sexting. If I'm hearing people talk to one another, communicating, or even sometimes people will like mention or hint around if I sext. And I do not sext, but I have received, been sexted, and, you know, tastefully done, you know. but if I had a steady boyfriend or a marriage that was hot, I probably would feel uncomfortable getting a sext from a guy, a sext text from a guy. And I probably would feel like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm cheating or something. So, but hey, I'm single, practice sexual abstinence, so when guys do sex me tastefully, I do not complain. I'm just being honest. But, you know, so judge me on that. But that's why I'm just sharing my experience and my thoughts regarding sexting. But call in and talk about it. Your sex story would be very interesting if you call in. But if you think it's totally sick, feel free to call in also and chat in the chat room. I've seen something throughout my research. If you're not getting it in person, why do it online, you know? But some people are getting it online, offline, and everything, you know? But, again, I have shared some articles from, like, Cosmopolitan and Asman again, and some other articles of last evening, yesterday, in the past couple of days, regarding that subject matter, the do's and don'ts, the proper etiquette to it, you know, because sometimes, I understand, sometimes when couples are away from each other, that's all you got sometimes, Skyping and your text messages and doing sexy things, so that's understandable. But then those out there, like, this in a committed relationship, supposed to be monogamous, not in an open relationship, but supposed to be monogamous, and you're out there sexing and stuff, you can get in trouble that way. You can get caught and cold-busted. If you're not careful doing that. But again, thank you for tuning in. This is Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Of course, we're talking hot topics also and all matters of the heart. Congratulations to Kim Ye regarding their being officially engaged now, one of my favorite couples. So congrats to the West, the Kardashian and the Jenner fams, and of course, Northwest, that her parents will soon be Mr. and Mrs. Kanye West. But again, thank you for tuning in. Again, this is Matters of the Heart Wednesday. The calling number is 714-409-0614. And I'm going to turn my chat room if I can get in my chat room. And you can chat away. But thank you for your love and support always. Really Dying screened here last night with Madison Mississippi Melco Theater. I missed the screening. Screened on the Monday night in Oxford, last night in Madison Mississippi at the Melco Theater, and next month will screen on the Gulf Coast. This weekend is the Mississippi International Film Festival, and I wish it would be screened there also, because that's going to be a fun festival. But again, James Franco's film, As I Lay Dying, premiered, and it's been getting, you know, good reviews. And I was checking out 16 local ABC affiliates this morning, and they all were talking about how he just finished wrapping up The Sound and the Fury. So he's made two movies here within a year based on Will Faulkner books. And you must shout out James Franco and his cast and his crew and the casting company, Morgan Casting, though, that does the casting, has done the casting for both his films. The owners and the casting guy is a native of Canton, also based in Connecticut, Canada. Thank you. And I hope more actors, directors will come and see the richness and appreciate Mississippi. Thank you, James Franco. I enjoy networking with James and his brother and his family, mother and grandmother also. So that just shows a lot of he's so busy, but yet he's always down to earth, work hard, and he always has time for his fans and his supporters. But again, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. This is Matters of the Heart Wednesday.
Everything you give it, I don't like the feel of it. All we had, girl, you're killing it. I know how to deal with it. Give me that coochie, round and round, and don't you feel foolish. Gave you all I had and I tried. Choose a lie, I'll make motivation to find your replacement. I ain't touching no safety, sucking no taste. You messed up, why don't you get it? You think that I won't fit, you gotta be kidding. Always running game and talking shit to me, why am I still listening? But the girls are glistening, winking at me and whispering, you lost me.
From L. Device Jr.
Good thing.
Coast to Coast Mixtapes.com.
Coast to Coast, what up? AP Pixar.
Hey, King Mo, what a dope.
Baby, I got that good thing. I know I'm gonna see you again.
You know you want this, yeah.
I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man. Oh, man. I got that good thing. I know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah. 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 Your man, your man.
Work it out for me, make the booty pop, get the blood flowing, baby keep me rock. I pay the water bill, so I can keep it dripping. Back to slow leak, you know that pop is sipping. And we ain't tripping off a weight, saying shake. Lifting up my baby in the cake, see his face look shot. When I hit it with the cock, no doodle. She a bad bitch, take her for a walk, no doodle. What? Far from a slut, baby, she a freak though. Step up to the line, all net, wet, free throw. Body by design, I'm just looking for a freak show. Take your time, I ain't rushing to the peak, no. Pleasing your body, treating every part equal. Want some more, bring that good back like a sequel. Yeah, baby, you looking right in that sequel. I bet I know just how to treat you.
Baby, I got this thing. I know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man, your man, your man.
Work it out for me. We on the block in the shop. OG got to work with the chop. Young homies keeping watch like the ex-girl twat. So you know we seeing everything. I'm in that Benzo with that black paint and that wood grain. Girls can't just drive me like a rental man. First and last is taken, I'm using my middle name. But only for the fame, cause I ain't riding name. Close name, kissing name, ass where you been. Took it, niggas, man, took it, why I blast. Giving up creative freedom for some cash. Got your fans asking why you ain't flowing like the past. Trey and a CD, both covered in ash.
Woo, love it. Sounds good. His INXS never tears apart.
Don't ask me. Don't have to tell you I love your shit all. I was there. You were there. To what could I have? And they could never tear us apart. I'm
Shout out to all the purple peeps, especially those who had the pleasure of spending the night rocking it all night, all morning, to the dawn of Prince Third Eye Girl and MPG Official this past weekend, this past Saturday, Sunday morning. I know you had a blast of a super good time where you served pancakes, but I know you guys looked awesome. If it was on live stream, I did not see it. I was sleep in my dreams and my spirit was up there dancing and partying with you guys. I know. A big shout out to all of you. Here's Sweeter. She is a Prince Third Eye Girl rehearsal. He shared this on Twitter with us last week.
Thanks for calling her.
Yo, I want to hear the blues.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit the blues one time.
Recent evidence in the scientific literature has called this conclusion into question. Indeed, a widely cited 2011 study indicated the previously reported prevalence was exaggerated. Researchers at the University of New Hampshire surveyed 1,560 children and caregivers, reporting that only 2.5% of respondents had sent, received, or created sexual pictures distributed via cell phone in the previous year. Perhaps shedding light on the overreporting of early studies, the researchers found that the figure rose to 9.6% when the definition was broadened from images prosecutable as child pornography to any suggestive image, not necessarily nude ones. Despite this, a recent 2012 study conducted by the University of Utah Department of Psychology has received wide international media attention for calling into question the findings reported by the University of New Hampshire researchers. In the University of Utah study, researchers Donald S. Strasberg, Ryan Kelly McKinnon, Michael A. Sustada, and Jordan Rulo surveyed 616 ages 14 to 18 and found that nearly 20% of students said that they had sent a sexually explicit image of themselves via cell phone, and nearly twice as many said that they had received a sexually explicit picture. Of those receiving such a picture, over 25% indicated they had forwarded it to others. In addition to those who had sent a sexually explicit picture, over a third had done so despite believing that there could be serious legal and other consequences if they got caught. Students who had sent a picture by cell phone were more likely than others to find the activity acceptable. Strasberg, McKinnon, et al. Note, the newsworthiness of the University of New Hampshire study derives from their figure, 2.5%, being far below by a factor of 5 or more, the prevalence rate reported in the previous surveys. However, while technically accurate, the 2.5 figure is actually rather misleading. It seems they also mentioned that found that among the quarter of their sample that there were ages 10 to 12, less than 0.6%. My God. Appeared in, created, or received a nude or nearly nude image. I definitely should be talking about this during my show geared to youth and young people and youth advocates. But then it goes to say that, but when I did really start hearing a lot about sexting, it was when through the media when they were talking about cases where teens had gotten in trouble for sexting. And then it goes on to say that as in Table 1, you know, I knew people would show pictures and do stuff, send messages to one another, but I don't think the word sexting had been, like, become popular yet. Then it goes to say, created or received nude or nearly nude image while among those ages 15 to 17, 50% of participants probably haven't done so. Despite it being widely reported in the media, the overall prevalence figure of 2.5 percent mask a dramatic age effect that indicates that more than 1 to 8 mid-teen minors admit to having sex. Transbert McKinnon and conclude, these results argue for educational efforts such as cell phone safety assemblies, awareness days, integration to the class curriculum, and teacher training designed to raise awareness about the potential consequences of sexting among young people. Wow. Okay, there we go on. Goes in depth regarding sexting and relationships. Sexting is a result of advances in technology enabling new forms of social interaction. Messages with sexual content, have been exchanged over all forms of historical media. New technology allows sending pictures and videos, which are intrinsically more explicit and have greater impact. Without the involvement of photo printing personnel, the need of a photo processing door room at home, just like when using an instant camera, even easier and less expensive. Sexting as a phenomenon began primarily through the extensive use of text messaging by young people. In fact, young adults use the medium of text message much more than any other new media to transmit messages of a sexual nature. Further, text messaging use is related to sexting behaviors. For example, those that send any type of text message were more likely to have received a sexually suggestive image on their cell phone, and those that have a limited text messaging plan are also more likely to receive sexually suggestive text. Despite the negative connotations that often surround sexting, many couples choose to engage in it. 54% of a study sample has sent sexually explicit pictures or videos to their partners at least once. and one-third of their sample engage in such activities occasionally, showing that sexting is actually quite prevalent in today's modern society. In 2013, it was found that sexting is often used to enhance the relationship and sexual satisfaction in a romantic partnership. Sexting, thus, can be considered a behavior that ties into sexuality in a subsequent level of relationship satisfaction experienced by both partners. Reportedly, hedonism played a role in motivating sexting, and the length of relationship was negatively correlated with sexting behaviors. The study had a small sample size, so more research needs to be done surrounding sexting and motivation. But it is clear that sexting is a phenomenon that is not constrained to simply unattached individuals looking for fun. It is used by those in intimate relationships to increase feelings of intimacy and closeness one's partner. But teens, sexting can also act as a prelude or in lieu of sexual activity as an experimental phase for those who are yet to be sexually active, for those who are hoping to start a relationship with someone. In 2013 study conducted by Joan et al., it was found that sexting is also associated with attachment styles, such as those of attachment avoidance, are more likely to engage in sexting behaviors. These individuals are also more likely to engage in casual sex. Thus, instead of increasing intimacy in these types of relationships, sexting may act as a buffer for physical intimacy. That's something right there. So sexting can be a crutch for those who are avoiding intimacy, too. A risk. A social danger of sexting is that material can be very easily and widely propagated, over which the originator has no control. Research by the Internet Watch Foundation in 2012 estimated that 88% of self-made explicit images are stolen from their original upload locations, typically social networks, and made available on other websites, in particular porn sites, collecting sexual images of children and young people. The report highlights the risk of severe depression for sexters who lose control of their images and videos. The photos can also be used as blackmail or sent to friends after a nasty breakup. You know, there's a guy that just this year had a website created for when people break up with people, and if they've had, like, pictures of their former lovers and posted on the website. Remember that? That was early this year. This guy created a website, and it was, like, after breakups, guys could post, like, pictures of their exes, you know. The report highlights the risk of severe, In a study conducted by Drawing et al., analyzing sexting behaviors among young people, it was found that men would show their sexual explicit photos of their girlfriends to their friends. This is a new risk associated with new media as prior to cell phones and email. It would be difficult to quickly distribute photos to acquaintances if sexting one can forward a photo in a matter of seconds. There are undoubtedly multiple risks when sending or receiving a text, and these risks are something that often teens do not consider, and some adults. That's what I'm saying. The University of Utah conducted a study which contained a population sample of 616 who ranged from age 14 to 18. This study stated that about one-third teens did not consider or think of legal or other consequences of receiving or sending texts. Six, teenagers may simply text out of curiosity of sexual activity, and it may increase as teenagers enter deeper into their teen years, which can be problematic. Mental stability is also compromised when considering possible long-term results of sexting, with sex such as pictures or videos being so accessible. It is inevitable that forms of bullying will occur in some way. Photos have been solicited to others undoubtedly put emotional distress on an individual since a particular picture of sex. In the same University of Utah study that was started, what I mentioned earlier, 25% of individuals received a text forwarded to the individuals. Emotional vulnerabilities and legal obligations can arise when considering individuals receiving or sending a text. Your studies and your homework and teenage activities should be enough to not have to worry about sexting and all of that. Legal issues. Sexting that involves minors sometimes sending an explicit photograph of themselves to their peers has led to a legal gray area in countries that have strict anti-child pornography laws, such as the United States. Some teenagers have taken photographs of themselves or of their friends or partners have been charged with distribution of child pornography. While those who have received the images have been charged with possession of child pornography. In some cases, the possession charge has been applied to school administrators who have investigated sexting incidents as well. The images involved in sexting are usually different in both nature and motivation from the type of content that anti-child pornography laws are created to address. A 2009 UK survey of 2009-14, age 11 to 18, found that 38% had received an offensive or distressing sexual image by text or email. In regard to sexting, any type of sexual message that both partners have not consented to constitutes sexual harassment. Some prosecutors have attempted to use child pornography laws to make sexting a criminal act. Legal cases, and they go on to talk about the different legal cases, how legislation has responded, and like I can share that too. And then we'll go on to the really like hot topics and talk regarding what Ask Men says and Cosmopolitan, also Cosmo Girl. Legal cases. In 07, 32 Australian teenagers from the state of Victoria were prosecuted as a result of sexting activity. Child pornography charges were brought against six teenagers in Greensburg, Pennsylvania in January 09 after three girls sent sexually explicit photographs to three male classmates. In 08 of Virginia, assistant principal was charged with possession of child pornography and related crimes after he had been asked to investigate a rumored sexting incident at the high school where he worked. About finding a student possession of a photo on his phone that depicted the torso of a girl wearing only underpants or arms mostly covered her breasts, the assistant principal showed the image to the principal and instructed him to preserve the photo on his computer as evidence, which he did. The court later ruled that the photo did not constitute child pornography because under Virginia law, nudity alone is not enough to qualify an image as child pornography. The image must be sexually explicit. Loudoun County Prosecutor James Plowman stood by his initial assessment of the photo and said he would not have pursued the case if the assistant principal had agreed to resign. Instead, the assistant principal got a second mortgage on his house and spent $150,000 in attorney fees to clear his name. In July 2010, Londonderry High School teacher Melinda Dennehy pleaded guilty and received a one-year suspension, suspended sentence for sending racy photos of herself to a 15-year-old student. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, a teenage boy was indicted on felony obscenity charges for allegedly sending a photo of his genitals to several female classmates. Another boy was charged with child pornography in a similar case. Police investigated an incident at Margaretta High School in Castalia, Ohio, in which a 17-year-old girl allegedly sent nude pictures of herself to her former boyfriend, and the pictures started circulating around after they had a quarrel. The girl was charged with being an unruly child based on her juvenile status. Two Southwest Ohio teenagers were charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, a first-degree misdemeanor for sending AR possession nude photos on their cell phones of two 15-year-old classmates. The American Civil Liberties of Union of Pennsylvania filed a lawsuit against Wyoming County District Attorney Charles School Mannick Jr. on March 25, 2009, for threatening teenage girls with the subject of allegedly risque photos with prosecution on child pornography charges. They did not submit to a counseling program. The case is Miller et al. Versus School Mannick. School Mannick stated in an interview with Julie Chen on CBS's News Early Show, his office decided to make an offer of limiting penalties to probation if they attend a sexual harassment program. The girls and their parents won a ruling that blocked the district attorney to appeal. It's the first appeals court case concerning sexting. And then this is regarding politics. Legislative responses. In Connecticut, Representative Rosa Rimbimba introduced a bill that will lessen the penalties for sexting between consenting minors in 09. The bill would make it a class A misdemeanor for children under 18 to send or receive text messages with other minors that include nude or sexual images. It is currently a felony for children to send such messages, and violators could end up on the state sex offender registry. Vermont lawmakers introduced a bill in April 09 to legalize the consensual exchange of graphic images between two people 13 to 18 years old, passing along such images to others to remain a crime. In Ohio, a county prosecutor and two lawmakers proposed a law that would reduce sexting from a felony to a first-degree misdemeanor and eliminate the possibility of a teenage offender being labeled a sex offender for years. The proposal, supported by the parents of J.C. Logan, a Cincinnati 18-year-old who committed suicide with a naked picture of herself, which she tested was forwarded to people in her high school. Utah lawmakers lessen the penalty for sexting for someone younger than 18 to a misdemeanor from a felony. In New York, Assemblyman Ken Zebrowski, Democrat of Rockland, has introduced a bill that would create an affirmative defense where minors charged under child pornography laws, if they possess or disseminate a picture of themselves or possess or disseminate the image of another minor within 4 years of their age with their consent. The affirmative defense would not be available if the conduct was not done without consent. This also creates an educational outreach program for teens that promotes awareness about the dangers of sexting. So under 18, which the show on Wednesdays is for 18 and over, but many of you are parents, so the kids under 18, they should have a good idea. And you're supposed to be in a monogamous relationship, and you're sexting people other than your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, partner. You need to be careful also out there. So here's an article that I shared within the past couple of days from Cosmopolitan. Again, AskMen, I have shared some good advice also for those that do a part in sexting. And Cosmopolitan says that not it takes ideas to try it today. That's what their story that I researched and found says. And there's different types of articles that they do have. 60 texts enticing them and all of that. But I'm sharing this. Right, wait, okay. Okay, that's what it's about, the different articles that they have posted and shared. And so I'm sharing this right now on Twitter, and a shout out to So Blessed Diva, my longtime friend. I'll tell y'all more about a dinner that's happening on November the 9th in Pearl to bring awareness to domestic violence. I will tell you more, do my best to tell you more in detail before this broadcast, but most definitely doing tomorrow's broadcast. I'm broadcasting tomorrow on Thursday, Friday, and on Saturday late night with True God Immortal. So pretty much they have like a compilation of different articles they shared, from Mad Pops to this woman for shutting down an unsolicited sister, testing 101, how to send dirty messages without ugly consequences. That sounds like one I should share. A Zero Dark, flirty FBI employee sexed on work phones. Now you know better than sexting on work phones. 8 flirty texts to send your man. Oops, 60 texts gone wrong. Scientists, sexting is totally normal. 60 texts your love, a safer way to sex. There's all kind of advice, all kind of articles out there regarding sexting. There's one called The Worst Read, Funniest Moments in Autocorrect History, and it's showing different sexting. 60 texts to not tice him. The 10 hottest texts to send a guy. What's with guys sending teen pics? And so, you know, that's all another thing. That's something that I was talking to you guys about. How guys do send their teen pictures and all that. So here's what to do and don't from Cosmopolitan, Cosmo Latina, and Sexting 101, how to send pretty messages about ugly consequences. An article by Ariane Maggi, and she goes to write that a recent study shows that Latinos and Blacks sex more than any other ethnicity. Sexting is tricky, since we know my article popped up. I hope I can share it with you. Because my article like vanish. Okay, here we go. It goes to say that since we know a lot of you naughty ones are doing it, we decided to compile a list of sexting do's and don'ts. The last thing you want is your naked photo leaked on social media. 1, never show your face. We actually recommend to never send a photo point blank. It's just flat out too risky. But if you're a local risk, just don't show your face. Also, try an app like Snapchat, which allows to set a time limit on how long the photo is on the person, on the other person's phone. If you're sending pics, remember that you want the temptation to run really deep. So if you show him everything all at once, he already knows what to expect. Simple messages will tease him and allow him more. And as for photos, a snapshot of one sexy body part will do the trick and have him thinking, Dios mío, I can't wait to see the rest. 2, never sext if you haven't done the real thing yet. It's highly inappropriate to sext if you've never actually sexed. You don't know what the other is into, so it's just kind of awkward. Studies show that married couples sext to keep their marriages spicy. Sam Hayek admitted to this a while back. The sexting is mostly meant for those who get down and dirty at least more than 3 times. 3, don't give too much away in your sex. You want to tempt your guys by saying something like, when I get home, I'm going to try out that sex toy with you. Sounds like you're making dinner plans. Instead, have him guessing with something like, I just bought something and I think you'll drool when you see me in it tonight. We guarantee his mind will only be filled with thoughts of your hot bod. 4, don't say something you'll never actually say in real life. Be yourself. This is why you shouldn't text if you haven't done the real thing yet. If you don't know each other's personalities, you don't know what is appropriate for you to say. Say something like, I'm going to rock your world, Pappy. It is super art if you know you never have and never will call your man daddy. 5, do try to sample text messages. I've been daydreaming about you all day at work. I can't concentrate thinking about what I'm going to do to you when I get home. Sitting at my desk fantasizing about how hot it would be to do it in my office. I can't stop thinking about last night. I'm definitely ready for round 2. Those are things that people really, that Cosmo Latina recommends. So that's pretty. That's pretty good and simple and to the point, too. If you hadn't done it, if you hadn't sexed at least 3 times for real, you know, be careful. And also to be yourself, you know. You know, the way I look at it, unless you're, like, doing some, like, role playing and know that you're, like, going into character or something. You know what I'm saying? And if you haven't visited Summer Parties by Belinda Bostic.com yet, most definitely do. I'm definitely taking advantage of my hosting discount and look forward to hosting another online event with Summer Parties by Belinda Bostic next month. She's having a customer appreciation event in early December, I believe on December 4th in Houston, where she's based. Okay, Ask Men has an article called Sexting Etiquette. Have you figured out how to sext yet? And then there's like a quote that they have. When it comes to sexting, you should stay as real as possible. You can be imaginative, but don't make empty promises. So don't make empty promises. The author goes on to say, Mitch Wayne, I'm a huge fan of sexting. Why? Because it's the modern day love letter. It's the torture, the lead up, the fun, the game. It's entertainment for those moments when you and that person you are texting with feel sexually deprived or simply just a little bored and horny. Louis C.K. would tell us to be human, live, and sit with that bored, horny loneliness instead of sexting the pain away. But we cannot all be that strong, of course, like any form of communication done through the so-called privacy of our phones. Sexting can be dangerous because it's documented. Here are a few rules to keep in mind when typing out your libido. No unsolicited sex. It's tough to know when a sexting relationship can truly begin, but just as you flirt with a woman, RL, to see where you stand, the same should be applied with sexting. You have to text the water. some people say that you should not sex with those you have not sexed for real. However, I don't necessarily agree. It's all relative. I remember once meeting a man who I flirted with when we first met. We traded numbers that night. I left town the next day. We kept in touch, texted occasionally, and since we were both very aware that we wanted to sleep together next time, we were in the same city, a natural progression of sexting and sexting. The water was tested as casual flirting, and then he kicked it into sex land with a few choice phrases in the best photo I have ever received from another human being. Point is, just because a woman gives you her number doesn't mean she wants to sex. Some people just aren't down in the sex game, so be conscious. And I'm not in the, I'm just not in the sex game, you know. But I, you know, like I told you, I have received. Do not posture. Do not say anything via sex that you don't plan to do in your life. I know the separation created from our true selves to screen out loud, but this cushy, delusional stage where we can tweak our imperfections. But when it comes to sexting, you should stay as real as possible. Of course, the appeal of sexting is ability to toy with language and fool around. Now, sexting when it comes to sexy talk, yeah, I can do that, you know, because that's just how I am, being a poetic person. But to the point of sending pictures of my private parts, that's a whole other story. Again, you don't know where those pictures will end up. Of course, the appeal of sexting is the ability to twirl with language and fool around. You can be imaginative, but don't make empty promises. Say that for the disappointing morning after. So those are some advice tips from SMN.com regarding that topic of distance. But I need to head back to my screen because it might be, I wish I could get it to my chat room. My chat room is always full. And it might be a caller online also. So I need to head back to my screen. But I was not looking into my Android to my phone. Again, big shout out to the Hines County Republican women. Thank you to Ms. Mrs. Buna Huff for inviting me to their luncheon with guest speaker, State Treasurer of Mississippi, Lynn Finch. It's an amazing lunch meeting. I'm looking forward to joining the organization. I am a volunteer with the Mississippi GOP, and their meetings are monthly meetings are held at the headquarters downtown on Yazoo Street. So as I was working the booth at the fair, the ladies come and invited me to the next lunch meeting. And wow, the meal was delicious. State Treasurer Lynn Finch did an awesome speech. Her staffers that were with her were awesome also. At the fair, we were located not too far from their booth. Her department is the department that finds your money, you know, like unclaimed money. So she even left one of those big old books with a list of you know, people that have unclaimed money, unclaimed properties, and so on. And she mentioned during her speech the time that they were on Good Morning America last year. You all remember that? Did you see that one? So it was amazing. It was amazing. Since she's been in office, it's amazing how much money the state of Mississippi has saved also. Something like $33 million, I think. But it was just amazing. I felt so proud talking with her. Women in politics, Democrat, Republican, Independent, not. This is so awesome, right? It really rocks. So I felt so proud talking with her before her speech. And I'm a person that tear up easily. And so I had the tears just started pouring out of my eyes. But again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Almost time to conclude the program, I believe. Yes, it is. But it's not time yet. Speaking of Peppy, here's Al, be sure. I love you, Peggy. Also known as Casey Meeks, Know What Love Is. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tomorrow we'll talk beauty. what's hot with Avon and Mark Girl and Pop. What's hot? I'm so excited. What's hot online and also in store? You call in also and share your shopping tips and regarding Halloween and the holiday season, so on. And we got Halloween, we got autumn, Thanksgiving, Christmas. We got everything happening right now, all at once. And Black Friday's not far. We have JCPenney's opening at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving evening. So let's talk about shopping, online shopping, in-store shopping, where the jobs are, beauty, Avon. I'm an Avon lady. Let's talk about what's hot and popular with Avon and other retailers and direct sellers also. Okay, so tomorrow should be really, really hot, really, really fun on Thursday. So thank you so much for tuning in to Men of the Heart Wednesday. Got the Shark Entertainment Report. You are loved, and thank you for socially networking with me, effectively networking with me on and offline. If you network with me in person also, thank you so much. Here's Casey Meech. Know what love is, and then we'll conclude with Arlen Norris and Print. Thank you again for your support and love. Girl, thank you so much for supporting and listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Next broadcast will be tomorrow, and we're going to talk about the holiday shopping from Halloween to autumn time, Thanksgiving to Christmas, and on and offline. Your favorite retailers, direct sellers. I'm an Avon lady, you guys know that. So we'll talk about what's hot with Avon, also new and popular items. We have an array of Christmas merchandise also. So thank you so much for tuning in. And Friday we'll have a fun show. And on Saturday, the return of our friend, True God Immortal, promoting Soul Revival and his other projects and Speaking of Life. Thank you. And remember to like the Facebook page. The link is right here on my profile, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you, and God bless.